In this video, we are talking about what happens after a chaplain practice begins. Many people think the hardest part is launching. Sometimes that is true, but often the greater challenge is staying faithful over time. How does a chaplain practice continue? How does it stay healthy? How does it avoid becoming confusing, exhausting, or short-lived? That is where sustainability matters. Sustainability does not mean making ministry cold or mechanical. It means building a ministry that can continue in a healthy way over time. A sustainable chaplain practice is not powered only by emotion. It is supported by rhythm, structure, prayer, boundaries, and ongoing clarity. First, sustainability requires faithfulness more than intensity. Some ministries begin with a burst of energy but no long-term rhythm. People are excited, needs are visible, the chaplain says yes to everything, the ministry feels alive. But without boundaries and realistic structure, that beginning can quickly lead to exhaustion. Sustainable ministry is usually steadier than dramatic. It includes regular prayer, clear ministry focus, realistic follow-up, healthy rest, oversight, and a pace that can continue. Faithfulness is often quieter than intensity, but it lasts longer. Second, sustainability requires clear scope. A chaplain practice becomes unstable when it keeps expanding without discernment. At first, the ministry may have one focus, then more needs appear, more requests come in, new doors open, some growth is good. But not every open door is your assignment. A sustainable chaplain practice learns how to say, this fits our purpose, this does not, this is possible now, this may come later, this needs referral, and this belongs to another ministry or leader. That is not a lack of compassion. That is wise stewardship. Third, sustainability requires support. No chaplain practice should be built around one exhausted person carrying everything forever. Long-term ministry presence usually depends on local oversight, prayer support, clear communication, team development, and shared ministry responsibility over time. This connects directly to the work of raising up volunteers, helpers, and future servants. A healthy chaplain practice does not only care for people, it also develops people. That is one of the ways ministry endures. Fourth, sustainability requires spiritual grounding. A chaplain can slowly begin depending on ministry activity instead of abiding in Christ. That is dangerous. If your ministry rhythm becomes disconnected from prayer, scripture, repentance, worship, and your own life with God, the work may continue outwardly while weakening inwardly. A sustainable chaplain practice is sustained spiritually before it is sustained structurally. That means the chaplain must care honestly for his or her own soul, not selfishly, not as an excuse, but truthfully. You cannot offer steady presence for long if your own inner life is neglected. Fifth, sustainability requires honest evaluation. Over time, every local chaplain practice should ask, what is working? What is becoming confusing? Where are people being helped? Where are we stretched too thin? What needs to be simplified? What needs stronger oversight? What training is now needed? Evaluation is not unbelief. It is one of the ways faithful ministries stay healthy. Now here is the warning. Do not confuse being busy with being fruitful. Do not say yes to every need just because the need is real. Do not ignore fatigue until burnout shapes your ministry tone. And do not let a good launch become a weak long-term practice because no one stopped to ask what can actually be sustained. A stronger path is this: pray regularly, serve clearly, review honestly, adjust wisely, and keep the ministry rooted in real calling. Long-term ministry presence matters. People are blessed not only by ministries that begin well, but by ministries that remain faithful. A local chaplain practice becomes trustworthy when people know this ministry is real, this ministry is steady, this ministry is clear, this ministry is prayerful, and this ministry is still here. That kind of durable presence is a gift. A healthy chaplain practice is not built merely to start, it is built to endure with humility, clarity, and faithfulness over time.